And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill's so big, it's like a ship.
Welcome back. It's grilling the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, we're going to leave the old sayings behind. Probably not. I'm sure we'll revisit them. But let's talk a little Yardbird. This is probably, other than burgers and dogs, probably one of the most popular things that ever goes on a grill or a smoker. Love it because while other things escalate tremendously in price, chicken is usually still affordable. You can feed a family with, you know, four or six chicken thighs for less than $10. And for the protein that's in the middle of the plate, that's still a really good deal.
So we're going to invoke the names of Old World Olive Company and, of course, Sobey Meats.
Sure.
Here's why you can appreciate your local butcher, because chicken in particular is one of those commodities that has a lot of influences from places that are less than safe and smart and wholesome and healthy. And I mean, I've heard all kinds of stories. I'm not going to go down the path, but when you go into Sobey and look at those chicken breasts, especially when he has the Amish breasts,
yep,
they're monsters. They're just right. Gorgeous. But now, my favorite piece of chicken is a bone-in, skin-on breast, because that I like the white meat, and that thing will, if you're careful and slow to cook, it will cook up beautifully. It's one of those things that you definitely want your thermal pen. Go to thegrillingguys.com. On the right side, you'll see Thermalworks.
Right.
And get one of those things. If you don't have a good thermometer, they're on sale.
Right. They are. That's where I was just going to go. Saw it yesterday. I got a text from them that they're $72 now. You can buy one of these. That sounds like a lot, but they're usually like $110.
That's their newest one,
right,
too.
Right, yeah, right.
And reads in 1 second.
Yep. If you have no other grilling tool, and this is dead serious, man, you got to have a digital thermometer, because the number one mistake that everybody does, and it happens with chicken, and it's dangerous with chicken, is you either undercook or overcook. The overcook's not dangerous. That just makes a bad product when you're done. But undercooking, you cannot serve undercooked chicken.
You get a tummy ache, and maybe the Trotsky's.
Right, exactly.
And you know where it's not made? China.
Right. Yep. These are from Utah.
That was for you.
Right, yeah. But anyway, so this bone-in, skin-on chicken breast, you don't see that cut everywhere. I mean, you go to all the big box stores and all they have is skinless, boneless breast.
Yeah.
But why is that? Well, I think it's just a little bit about ease and quickness and versatility.
I think it's economy, too.
Right.
Because they render so much stuff, but you can actually sell the skin and stuff off a chicken, and you can because they make that chicken broth somewhere,
right?
You can also take that breast, and it doesn't matter how perfect it is, you can slice off that one piece of it and remarket it for triple the money and call it a chicken tenderloin,
right.
So if you're only getting $1.99 for the skinless boneless breast, you're getting $4 or $5 for the
There is a tenderloin underneath that breast on the if you the muscle. It's a second muscle.
Right.
But there's the big one on the breast and the little one underneath there. But you're right.
But to get that, you have to separate it.
Right.
So
yep.
I think that might be one of the reasons. And people are lazy.
Right.
And you know, they want
something
fast. Well,
they're busy too. I'm not gonna go with all lazy, because people are busy, and skinless boneless chicken breast cooks up easy. But I want to talk about the one with the bone in. Because there's some technique that people need to do. You like to do this. Let's talk about the temperature of your grill while you're cooking it, as well as the temperature of the meat to know it's done.
And a lot of people don't know the temperature of your grill, and that's okay. You know about how hot and what you consider medium or low or high heat.
Right.
And that's what we'll discuss. Because grill surface is different than the analog probe that's in the top of your grill, bake oven. So let's talk about a medium low flame.
Right.
And let's season them up and do it however you like. Everybody's got their favorite way, their favorite spice, blah, blah, blah. I put spice on the bottom and the top, and I set it in on a lower heat, and I'll put it skin up, And I'll leave it on there until that bottom is just about turning black, because I know my toughest cook is that bone structure there.
Right.
And I want to really take time and put that heat through that bone. It'll carry the heat into those areas where you see red sometimes when you're at your friend's house.
Right.
And that's gross.
Right. And it's not good for you, because that means that part's not done. And generally the bacteria will be killed if you get the thing to what temperature? I'm thinking 165.
That's what the USDA recommends.
Yep.
But if it's a farm raised chicken, you can go lower.
Right.
But
and why would you do that?
To keep it juicy.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, they now, you know, approve restaurants to do pork at 145.
Right.
I've seen health people online. Matter of fact, my daughter Olivia gives her dog raw chicken, because she's into all this raw stuff for animals, and it's for their gut health.
Right.
So anyway, I'm going to get that. I want that fat on that skin to render down all that while. Then I'm going to flip it over and let it crisp up the skin and cook the top side of it to where it's where I like it.
Right. And the seasoning profile can be anything. Chicken takes a ton of seasoning options, and it's still really, really tasty. It's whatever flavor profile you like.
It's the first thing I tried T. Goods Extra Cajun on.
Yeah.
And it was fantastic.
Yep.
People in Sobey Meats were walking by. I'd say, you want to try a little seasoning? What kind is it? Cajun. Oh, no, it's too hot.
Yeah.
And I would have to put on my selling shoes and say, now, wait a minute.
You? How'd you do that?
Wait a minute. You know,
yeah.
This guy came up with this seasoning because all us Yankees
right.
think Cajun's too hot.
Yep.
It doesn't have to be.
Right. So, but the bone in, skin on, you like that because it remains juicy. And I like a little bite of crisp up skin with a bite of the breast meat.
Especially since it's seasoned.
Yeah. Yep. And it's good. Now, the white meat, and we'll talk about this more, but the white meat we tend to cook on lower and slower heat.
Yep.
And the dark meat we tend to cook on faster or higher heat, just because it can take it, and it's a used muscle more than the breast is. The thigh is what I'm talking about, is a dark meat, and that muscle gets used a lot. It tends to be more tendons and ligaments in that. And therefore, you got to break that down more than the breast meat is just all muscle. So when you get to the legs and the thighs, and we're going to talk about that in the next segment, but you just got to cook it different. And so if you're doing a whole bird, we'll talk about that too, but there's iterations here to make sure your chicken turns out finger licking.
Thigh will be done.
Right. See, oh man. You know, we should be writing those sayings that came from history, but we can recite them anyway. But so
yeah, it's the skinless, boneless. I put hazards down here because the one thing that I find very unappealing in a skinless, boneless breast is when it sticks to my grate. And with that infrared grill and those stainless grates, for some reason, it doesn't want to release like maybe your porcelain on your charcoal grill.
Right. Yeah. So that there again, now we're into what kind of a piece of equipment and what can you do with it to make sure that your
product turns out right. Yeah, and you're going to cook it on what you've got.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So
yep.
I tend to like to do those skinless, boneless on my Cajun.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to keep up with the chicken. We're going to run it around the yard and take up a couple more parts and talk about how to cook those. So you listen to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.